This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know what to do. Because I'm fully willing to admit that I'm probably wrong. But if
you are. Since when?
Today I'm starting a new thing where I think I might be wrong about this, but if I'm going to say a word and I want people to text in 303-222-5423. You can choose two words to text in.
Okay.
Old or young.
Okay.
Old.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Young. To 303-222-5423.
It's a very binary decision.
It is, but I truly, okay. Here's the word. Get 303-222-5423. I need the text line to blow up. Old or young, here's the word. Slippers. It's one word. I don't want to influence it yet. Let some more text come in. Okay. Tiak, do you wear slippers?
Absolutely.
You are far too young. What?
Every morning, every night when I get home, if I have socks on my feet, I will not wear socks in the house by themselves because they get too staticky.
They get barefoot.
I do that in the warmer months. I'm a barefoot guy.
Do you not have heat in your house? Do you need Steel Bros Heating and Cooling to come out and install a Bryant heat pump system?
But your feet are like the, once your feet get cold, your whole body's cold.
It's Everyone the exact opposite.
No, once your feet
once
get cold.
Once your body gets cold, your feet get cold. Your body shuts off the extremities. That's why people wear vests, because you keep your core warm and the rest of you will be warm, because the blood circulates from your core. You have it backwards.
No, if you allow your feet to get cold, then the rest of your body will get cold.
Then do...
1,000%. What is not right about that?
Then do anything else other than slippers.
What? Socks. What is something
put
else?
The, I won't freaking do the socks. Shoes on or wear socks. Slippers has this level of like old man laziness that I can't, like, it's, you're 1,000 years old when you like get up out of bed. You're like, you sit up and then you turn your feet off the bed and slip your feet into slippers.
That's where I keep them. Yeah.
You're a million years old.
Well, I don't have pajama pants on and stuff with them. I'm just in my normal clothes. I just throw some slippers on.
You're wearing regular, because here's what I'm picturing.
Or sweatpants, but never, not pajama pants.
Aaron, please back me up. It's an old man
I
look.
Don't know why it is old, but like I, whenever, when you said slippers, I pictured an
old.
Older...
Man.
Probably
do
a wiser
do you picture
man.
Women in
elder,
slippers?
Probably a distinguished
elder.
Man. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah, with a robe.
Probably
you
a
also
wealthy
have a robe
man.
On.
For some reason, robes are different. But if you're
robes
wearing...
Robes are different how?
Well, because if you're wearing a robe, you're not always wearing slippers. But if you're wearing slippers, you're most likely wearing a robe.
Mm. It screams, I've chosen
robes can
a path
be hot.
Today.
Robes can be like young and hot if you get like the silk robe or like...
On a guy?
Oh, I didn't know we were only
no,
saying
I'm just
men.
Like a silk robe. I have a robe from the Rally Hotel.
Oh, that plaid one. Yeah.
With the hood.
Yeah.
It's the best
That's
robe.
That's a nice robe.
Like I still can't find a reason to wear it. If you ever stopped by my house unexpectedly and I was in my robe, like I shouldn't even answer the door.
Why?
You know what I'm saying?
You're just chilling at home. That's I would 1,000%
I don't want anybody to know that I'm a robe guy. Any more the fact that you just admit, like if you weren't married and you like it got out that you were a slipper person, you're never going on a date again.
Why?
No women are lining
up
to
date.
I
wouldn't wear them on the date. I'd wear them after.
Don't you think a girl would go, wait, you wear slippers? Like if you
yeah
yeah
it's mature. It's mature. It's like, wow, you had the foresight to think that your feet might get cold. And actually, I've invested in...
Oh, my God.
The foresight. Turn your heat up.
Yes! Get a Bryant heat pump system. Did you hear me do the plug earlier? Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
You've gone out on a date. You had way too much tequila. And you decide, I'm going to sleep with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up at his apartment. You wake up in the morning and you're just like, ugh. And he's like, let me walk you out.
Okay. Because
you're about to do your walk of shame. And he goes, reet, reet, puts his feet in slippers. You're never going back.
That has happened.
And?
I haven't seen him since.
Damn it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.